A new exhibit in Southern California showcases an integral part of Korean-American history that was only uncovered a few years ago. Stephanie Tsai shows us the decades-long path to discovering the nation's first Koreatown as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Edward Chang, a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California at Riverside, says the accidental discovery of America's first Koreatown began with a little map from 1908. If you look closely at the tiny script,
it says Korean settlement where you did not know there was a Korean settlement. Is that like striking gold?
Yes, it is. It's just amazing to find out that actually was Korean settlement in Riverside, early 1900s.
It turns out it was the largest enclave of Koreans on the U.S. mainland at the time, way before Koreatown sprung up in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Chang knew that early Korean immigrants to the U.S. had worked in Riverside's once bountiful orange groves, including Korean independence leader Ahn Chung-ho, also known as Dosan. But he had no idea that Ho had founded a whole community of Korean immigrants here. He credits two graduate student interns for their translation of old Korean newspapers to confirm what historians had previously overlooked.
So it turns out you find a newspaper article where it actually describes this Korean village in Riverside as the first Koreatown in the United States?
Yes, a Shinaminbo article, October 14, 1910. He said, Riverside Pachapa Camp is the first Korean settlement in the United States.
Newspaper articles, archival photos, and a few precious records are on exhibit at UC Riverside's Art Museum through January. They are the only physical evidence of the unique community called Pachapa Camp.
Not only Korean settlements, but a majority of Asian American settlement at the time is known as a bachelor society. Whereas in Pachapa camp, it was family-based community with women, children, and working side by side with their husband.
Chang says up to 300 people lived in Pachapa camp in the early 1900s. What also made it different was that the founder wanted it to be a model community with an emphasis on so-called positive virtues.
And all the women were have to wear a white dress, and the men were forbidden from drinking, smoking, gambling.
Dosan hoped to garner respect in a society hostile to Asians.
Back then, the Asian American, Asian immigrants, their life was, you know, second-class citizen. You know, by law, by culturally, you know, each way, it was legal to discriminate against Asians until 1960s, civil rights movement.
Pachapa Camp was also critically a living experiment that coincided with the growing movement in Korea and among Korean Americans to call for independence from Japan, which ruled Korea starting in 1905.
So it was experimentation of a democracy, truly representing for the people, by the people. It's an evergreen cemetery.
In his research, Chang found the gravestone of the community pastor, who he learned was also a pro-independence activist. In fact, Korean immigrants were organizing for independence right here in Riverside, California, another piece of history long buried. A photo from 1911, Chang found, showed political delegates gathered for a convention. Riverside's Gage Canal is in the foreground, proof, Chang says, of the location's significance in the independence movement.
And at the convention, they passed 21 articles of governance.
One reason historians may have previously overlooked the Pachapa camp is that it was short-lived, lasting less than 15 years. A deep freeze hit the orange trees of Riverside in 1913, and most of the citrus workers fanned out to other California farming towns in search of work. But the previously unknown significance of the Pachapa camp may also have to do with the erasure of Asian Americans' contributions in U.S. history. It's why Chang calls this research the most important of his career.
Why was it gratifying?
Because it filled a void of vacuum of Korean American history, modern Korean history, Asian American history, you know, uncovering the buried past of our legacy.
So this is it?
Yeah, that's the designation. City of Riverside designated this area as a point of cultural interest.
Pachapa Camp may have been a blip in history, but Chang says a pivotal one.
I have to say, as an Asian American, there is something empowering about seeing some of these photos. Did you get that sense when you discovered this?
Yes. Despite all this hardship, they were willing to not only devote themselves for the betterment of the community they belong to, but also, you know, independence of Korea. Okay, this is a statue of Dosan An Chang-ho.
Chang says the exhibit has attracted the interest of Korean scholars who are now re-examining their nation's early independence movement. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Riverside, California.
Another important part of our history.